For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Genevieve Hendrickson, a.k.a. Geno. I love your nickname, by the way. First of all, a great hockey nickname for a young lady out of War Road, Minnesota. How did you acquire that nickname?
My name was too long, so they just shortened it up and gave it to me, I guess.
At what age did that nickname stick?
Eighth grade.
Gotcha. A forward, you've scored 2 goals in the 5 games you've played here, had a great, successful high school career, and a great year, your first year with Franklin Pierce. How did you end up back here in your home state?
I really just wanted to be closer to home back in Minnesota, and I couldn't imagine myself anywhere else now.
What's it been like playing against some of the best teams in the country?
Yeah, it's a lot different. The speed is so fast. It's definitely a bit of an adjustment, but it's been good. It's a lot of fun.
You've already been a contributor to this hockey team already. I mentioned the 2 goals, but what did you expect coming into the season for yourself?
I guess I didn't really have any expectations. I just kind of came in. I haven't played on a team like this before, so just coming in with hard work, effort, and ready to go.
I understand that you are roommates with a number of the girls on the team here, and obviously you knew them before you came here. Talk about how you knew your roommates before here.
Well, my roommates are all seniors, so I didn't know them, but I did know a lot of sophomores because I played with them in fall and spring hockey.
Kind of doing a little research, and I found out back in your hometown a couple years ago, you did a skate path along the Red River, 2.5 miles, first of all. That's a long skate path. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I guess during COVID, they just made a skate path on the river, and a lot of people enjoyed it, and it's kind of stuck now.
So you guys do it every year?
I can't remember if last year was the first year that we did it or the year before, but I think they're going to continue to do it because a lot of people did it or used it.
Back in 2021, you and Claire Vekic, your now teammate, were both in the top 5 for the Miss Hockey Award. Do you guys even talk about that?
No, we do not.
Last weekend against Ohio State, you scored quite the snipe. First of all, an amazing shot, but what was it like scoring against the number 1 team?
Oh, it was so fun. It was so fun.
All right, on to some fun questions with you. Get to know Geno. Dog or cat person?
Dog.
Okay, do you have dogs back home?
I have 1 dog, yep.
What's its name?
Ranger.
What kind of dog?
Black lab.
Hunting dog?
Yeah, she is turning into a hunting dog, I guess.
Okay. Hobbies outside of hockey?
I like to golf and fish.
How much do you get to golf during the summer?
Well, I live on the golf course, so as much as I'd like.
And what do you like to fish?
Walleyes.
Good call. Especially up there in War Road, right?
Yep.
All right. Brothers or sisters?
I have a younger sister and a younger brother.
I understand your younger sister ended up winning the state tournament last year. You came very close a couple of years for War Road. What was it like seeing your sister win?
Obviously, I'm super happy for them. Obviously, I wish I could have done it too, but super proud of them for that.
You head to Madison this weekend to play the Badgers. What have your teammates told you about playing in Wisconsin?
It's a really loud and packed rink.
How much are you going to feed off of that?
I think it'll be good. I think just atmospheres like that get you a little more fired up. So.
Absolutely. What's it going to take to beat the Badgers?
To just build off of what we've had success with and continue to do what we're doing. That's good.
Geno, good luck this weekend. I'll see you on the bus tomorrow.
Thank you.